Calendar Girls, which is at Homemade Theater in Saratoga Springs through May 1st, is that rare theater event, a play about female empowerment. This means it will completely satisfy at least half the audience. Actually, it should satisfy the entire audience, half the time. The first act is a happy romp as a group of English ladies decide to raise funds for a cancer ward in a local hospital by making a commemorative calendar. Since the organization's most recent calendars, one on local bridges, the others on graveyards, didn't sell well, someone comes up with the idea of a calendar featuring club members in the nude. The idea threatens most of the middle-aged women, who have no delusions about how time has altered their bodies. Plus, the idea of overcoming social taboos concerning nudity is daunting for the ladies. The first act is pleasantly entertaining, as the situation is set. We get to know the boring lives of the women, as their friendships and their personalities are revealed in a charming manner. Two, we get to see the failing health of the husband of one of the club members that gives the club a personal cause when he passes away. The second half of the first act contains the most charming moments in the play. Here the women overcome their fears and inhibitions as they bond together for a good cause. Individually they become empowered, and together they form warm, personal friendships. The first act culminates in a really enjoyable photo shoot, which is offered in a tasteful manner. This is not a moment for voyeurs, as the fun comes not from seeing anything, but being delighted as to how cleverly and strategically the ladies suggest nudity without revealing very much. The true joy comes from seeing the women being so supportive of each other as they become more and more liberated as individuals. After the climactic photo shoot, the play really has nowhere to go. Thus, while the first act is a satisfying, lighthearted, and entertaining segment, the second act tries to be more probing. It dwells on how the experience changed the individuals. Some changes for the better, others less so. The alteration in tone has a happy play about female bonding turned into a more sobering work about the problems of each individual. It's less satisfying on many levels. One major problem throughout the production is the slow pace director Diane O'Neill Fella sets for the work. There is a sameness of mood in every scene that is tiring. It is less a problem in the first act as we're learning about the characters and their comical observations are funny. It isn't until the photo shoot that the staging becomes inventive. For this scene, the individual photos are so enthusiastically staged that the newfound energy becomes almost palpable. However, in the second act, the plotting pace, combined with monotone emotive deliveries, work against the performers. It's easy to care about a group of underdogs finding themselves. It's less easy to invest in the women's personal issues like a cheating husband, being shunned by the country club set, or enjoying fame too much. Fortunately, the cast is able to overcome all but the most egregious journeys into introspective self-pity, but few scenes are able to hide the fact that the title, Calendar Girls, is plural, and the play works best when the women act as a team. Each cast member effectively captures the personality of their character, with the two leads, Deborah Cohen Tigar as the widow Annie and Joan Myers as the ebullient Chris, drive the show as they do the calendar project. Both women offer strong individual performances and find a sincerity within their deep friendship. Kevin Miller's almost empty set is functional, but it deprives director O'Neill Fella only rare opportunities to seat the women. This results in scene after scene with ladies standing in boring, straight-line formations. Bravo to Mary Fran Hughes, whose props win the audience's applause while protecting the modesty of the actresses. Calendar Girls is a play of modest charm that will please half the audience all the time or delight all of the audience half the time. Calendar Girls at Homemade Theater, Saratoga Springs, weekends through May 1st. For tickets and scheduling information, call 587-4427. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.